Les Misérables by Victor Hugo. Read by Mark McCarricker. An hour before sunset, on the evening of a day in the beginning of October 1815, a man traveling on foot entered the little town of Digne. The few people who were then at their windows or doors viewed this traveler with distrust. He was thick-set, of medium height, stout and hardy. He might have been 46 or 47. A slouched leather cap half hid his face, burnt by the sun and wind, and dripping with sweat. The sweat, the heat, his long walk, and the dust added an indescribably sordid quality to his tattered appearance. The man must have walked all day long, for he appeared very weary. When he reached the corner of the Rue Poitevert, he went toward the mayor's office. He went in, and a quarter of an hour later emerged. There was at that time in Digne a good inn called La Croix du Colbas. Its keeper was one Jacquin Labarre. The traveler turned toward this inn, which was the best for miles around, and immediately went into the kitchen which opened onto the street. The innkeeper, who was also head cook, was going from the fireplace to the saucepans, very busy superintending an excellent dinner for some wagon drivers, who were laughing and talking noisily in the next room. The host, hearing the door open and a newcomer enter, said, without raising his eyes, "What will monsieur have?"
"Something to eat and a room."
"Nothing easier," said the host.
"Faut pay."
The man drew from his pocket a large leather purse and answered, "I have money."
"Then," said the host, "I am at your service." The man put his